Maehongri is a coastal village about 50 miles southwest of Seoul, the capital of South Korea. Some 3,200 villagers there have traditionally subsisted by farming and fishing, but the stress of near-daily bombing since 1952 has impaired the ability of farm animals to reproduce and give meat or milk. And the waters around Maehongri can be fished only when the bombers take time off on weekends and holidays. The Kunni bombing range claims an area of land and sea that's about 7 times larger than the bombing range on Vieques. Hwayoung Lee, an activist with the Korea Truth Commission, sums up the human toll of nearly 50 years of target practice.
The Maehongri, they are bombing every day for half century, except the mealtime Monday through Friday. It consists of 3 islands. One island is disappeared out of map because of the bombing. People live within 1 mile range. There were casualties from the bombings. A lot of people have gone, you know, mad. There are high rate of committing suicide, and the children from that area have higher incidence of violence in school and high rate of cancer, defect, and all of that.
The casualty list at Maehongri stands at 12 killed and 13 injured from stray bombing and strafing, plus 32 suicides attributed to the extreme stress of living near the range. This compares to 1 dead and 4 injured among the 9,400 inhabitants of Vieques. The environmental organization Green Korea United says that 7% of the residents of Maehongri have hearing impairments severe enough to be classified as an occupational disease. Unexploded ordnance litters the bay, the beaches, and the fields. Soil on the bombing range contains 13 times more arsenic and copper, 37 times more cadmium, and 145 times more lead than the average for Korean soil. Under pressure by South Korean investigative reporters, the U.S. military last year acknowledged that depleted uranium had been used twice at Maehongri, though the use was claimed to be inadvertent. Korean and Puerto Rican activists are expressing international solidarity by exchanging visits, sharing protest strategies, and educating people about conditions in both places. Vieques activist Ismael Guadalupe went to Maehongri and found conditions there even worse than in Puerto Rico.
They flew too low, and they made a lot of noise. And in Puerto Rico, in Vieques, we don't saw when they threw the bomb because it's too far away. But in that village in Maehongri, the people can see the bomb when they threw the bomb, and also when they explode. It's very, very close, more close than here.
Father Moon Jong Hyung, a Roman Catholic priest, is a representative for the Maehongri Commission to Stop the Bombing. He organizes protests at the U.S. Air Base near Maehongri every Wednesday and at the 8th Army headquarters in Seoul on the second Tuesday of each month. Father Moon says the protests are directed at the Korean government as well as at the United States.
The Korean government are afraid of the U.S. That's why the Korean government is really obedient to the request of U.S. troops. That's why we are not happy with the Korean government.
Father Moon says that the protesters' ultimate goal is the withdrawal of all U.S. troops from South Korea. A nearer-term goal is a just revision of the Status of Forces Agreement, which defines the legal position of the American military vis-à-vis Korean law. The U.S. Air Force used this agreement to acquire the area for the Kunni bombing range for free. The agreement also exempts the United States from liability claims for personal injury or environmental damage suffered by Koreans living near the U.S. bases. The United States and South Korea have been negotiating a revision for several years. A major sticking point is the establishment of timetables for the closure of the most damaging U.S. facilities, including the Kunni bombing range near Maehongri. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.